Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible, and we're looking at Psalm 29 today. I've called it The Voice of the Lord. Here's the psalm. A psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all cry, Glory! The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Verses 1 to 2, God both expects and receives worship from all beings. The fact that Jesus accepted worship from angels and men underlined that he is God. Here angels and heavenly beings, called mighty ones, are told to ascribe to the Lord glory and strength due his name. God is worthy of glory and of our strongest service and worship possible. The mighty ones must worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Holiness is when any person or thing is set apart for God. His worshippers value his holy, perfect splendor. To worship God from your heart is to be set apart from sin and live wholly for him. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Verses 3 to 9. The voice of the Lord is repeated 6 times. To us, it means the Bible, the Word of God, the way by which God's voice is heard clearly. Jesus used his voice of the Lord when he told a dead man to come out after 4 days laying in a tomb. So Lazarus did come out at once. In the beginning of creation, God said, Let there be light, and there was light. The voice of the Lord gives us life and light. In Psalm 29, the voice of the Lord means that booming and fearsome echo of God's voice in his storms. No mere man can do that. Listen to mighty waters running free, the shattering sound of violent, powerful thunder, as punctuated by the shock of flashing lightning strikes, the crashing roar as huge cedar and oak trees are torn down, broken and twisted, and the trembling desert earthquake booming on. All God's worshippers in the temple know Almighty God is in control, grateful that he is so strong and wonderful. They cry aloud, Glory! It is good during the storm to look and listen to the thunder and lightning and say quietly, My strong, loving Father and Saviour is responsible for all that. Verses 10 to 11, David moves from creation, the waters, storms, violent winds and earthquakes, to Creator. Note about the Lord. He sits as King over the whole flood. He is enthroned as King forever. He strengthens his people and blesses them with peace. Your sins made you into God's enemy. Jesus bore them and was punished for them. He made peace through his blood shed on the cross for you. Turn from sin and trust in Jesus. He gives you peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ forever. He puts his peace within you. Jesus becomes your Prince of Peace. God bless you.